Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Bird. What's up, man? Rick Camacho, dog. You know how we do it, man. I know you be traveling, doing your thing. Hit me up, dog. I need an intro from you for my show. Soul Kitchen Radio.
If you can't take the heat, nah, that's too cliche. My man DJ Slick's always do it his way. From the bay to the valley, he always put it down with the street level thump and the underground sound. Now you can find him on .com, Soul Kitchen Radio. Take it to your favorites, man, that's the best way to go. From the up and coming to the vet on the grind, he plays the kind of music that'll stimulate your mind. Is it a sign of the times when the clock strikes 11 and Slick starts to reppin' with Omizi in a session? One time I missed a Monday but didn't really trip. I just subscribed on iTunes and downloaded quick with a click or a tap. He's bound to get you right on your desktop connect or your handheld device. So tell your cousin and your friends about the hottest show with Slick Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. If you haven't heard Soul Kitchen Radio, man, let me tell you, Soul Kitchen Radio, Slick Rick Camacho, Soul Kitchen Radio, Big Ol' Maisie, Soul Kitchen Radio, Crazy Bald Heads Man with Soul Kitchen Radio, tell your grandmama, Soul Kitchen Radio, you are now tuned to Soul Kitchen Radio, New Music Monday, Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, what's happening? It's Eric Camacho, live, back in the house. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy great weekend for you know, I gotta say for Bay Area fans in general, because what the hell is going on with these 49ers, man? Hold on. Oh, Meezy, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Finally, the music was dumb loud, but I got you, though, folks. It was good.
Oh, okay, good. So we're good now, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what's up with these 49ers, man? Before we get into the most important part of this weekend, let's talk about the 49ers real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about that blowout.
Oh my God! Hey, nobody expected that. I mean, yesterday's show we was all talking about no way the Tampa Bay Bucs, LeGarrette Blount's gonna run all over these teams. Yeah, we had so much going on, and then out of nowhere, it's a wrap. The 49ers came in. Looked like a playoff contender to me. They're looking good.
We lost two of our receivers though, right?
Well, yesterday?
I know for a fact we lost at least one receiver with a broken ankle. One of our good dudes.
Huh. Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't even stick around to watch that game. I didn't care. I listened to a little bit of it.
In a perfect world you would have took out, you know, your stars or you know when you're running up the score, but man, the way these last games we've been going the last couple of weeks, If you take your foot off the gas, they're liable to come back. So,
yeah, NFL is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think we look like the Pats out there, man, the way we was doing it. So it was good. Vernon Davis, Frank Gore, like Alex Smith looking like Brett Favre or some damn body. It was dope, man. I must admit. I hope whoever got hurt, I hope they get healed and whatnot, because we got shit to do.
Right. You know, I really hate it because I got money on the 49ers losing now. And so I really don't want to.
That's what haters would do. I can appreciate that. and since I'm not a hater, I'm going to say rest in peace, Al Davis, and I'm going to say good job to the Oakland Raiders for doing what they had to do. Oh, boy.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, it was very emotional. I mean, for me, I never knew Al Davis personally, but I'm such a diehard Raider fan that I swear I caught myself. I was in somebody's house when I found out that Al Davis died, and I had to catch myself, bro. It was like, wow, for real? I knew it was happening. I knew it was coming. I mean, I'm not surprised he didn't get hit by a truck. The fool was sick for a long ass time. So
but you know what's funny? You know what's funny is how it's like, you know, cats, even diehard fans would be like, man, fuck Al Davis, man, we'd be good as soon as we get rid of Al Davis. Then when he died, man, that dude, man, if it wasn't for him, the league, we wouldn't even have a league, man, because, you know what I'm saying, you know, he was the first one to hire the first black coach, and he was the first one to hire the first Hispanic coach, and he was this, and he was that. And everybody slurping after you dead, man. That's why people be two-faced, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to pay homage to motherfuckers when they alive. You smell me?
You know, and I could say, I'm proud to say that I'm not one of them dudes. I came at the beginning of the season, even last year. I always put on my Facebook page, I'm 100% behind Al Davis. And, you know, people didn't like that, but that's how I am, man. I believe Al Davis was the Raiders. I'm a diehard Raider fan. Al Davis was the team that I love, you know. And so, to me, I didn't turn my back on him when he went to L.A. I didn't turn my back on him when he picked up Jamarcus Russell. I mean, of course, every owner has their doubts and stuff, but I never turned my back on Al Davis. I was honored by everything he did in the NFL. In fact, so much.
Except for Jamarcus Russell, but you can't fault nobody for picking up the dude because dude was supposed to be the shit.
I mean, he was the shit in college. I mean, what are you going to do? And then
that's what I'm saying. You can't fault him because it made sense. It made sense on paper. But the new dichotomy is with him passing, they were saying that they're trying to get two football teams in L.A., and with his son and I think his wife only being the only owners or some shit like that, that maybe, you know, he'll decide to move the team. So y'all, we got to keep a lookout on that because that could happen. You know what I'm saying? Money talk.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's the Miami Dolphins that move to L.A. I doubt that's going to happen. I mean, Brian always talks about the Miami Dolphins.
That'll never happen. Come on, man.
It'll be something else. And hopefully it won't be Oakland. Hopefully now his son could come up and he could say, okay, let's get this new stadium built. We're going to share this new stadium with the 49ers in Santa Clara, and it will do it like the Jets and the Giants do. That'll be awesome. I'm all for that.
Man. Oh, no. You think they want Oakland Raider fans coming to Frisco?
Not Frisco. They're going to be in Santa Clara.
They can't even play. Oh, still, man. Oh, nah. Nope.
I think it's
going to
happen.
I don't know. I think they just do like Dallas Cowboys, you know, fans, you know, build a new stadium, man, or build up on the one that's already where it's at. I mean, that's a trademark of Oakland, man. You can't move that. You smell me?
Definitely is. I mean, same thing with Candlestick Park. Same thing with Candlestick Park. I mean,
exactly.
But you know, sometimes
build up on it. You know what I'm saying? Bring some money to the hood. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't devastate the city. If you move, you're gonna devastate the city. So you might as well stay where you are. You know what I mean? You got the black hole. You got fans that die hard all across the country. You know what I'm saying? And you know, LA Raiders is not the one. That's not the name. That's not the logo. That's not the brand. They're gonna stay right where they are. Just invest money into the city, you know, it's like you're supposed to.
That's right. That's right. So all Oakland Raider fans, I'm telling you, I told you yesterday on the Fantasy Football Show, and I'm telling you again, buy your tickets to the Cleveland Browns game this weekend. It's going to be bananas up in there. The first home game after the passing of Al Davis, it's going to be crazy. First thing I did was buy some tickets to the game. I have to be at this game this weekend. So I'm going to be in the house.
And you know all the legends is going to be there for sure.
All the legends will be there. Ice Cube will probably be there. Snoop Dogg, everybody who loves the Raiders.
That's real.
That's real. Everybody's going to be, it's going to be like a Laker championship game. Everybody who's ever loved the Raiders is going to be in the house that day. I mean, they ain't going to be on the third tier like with me. I ain't going to see none of them, but yeah, they all going to be there. You might see them walking around or something. Are you guys going to the game?
Before we start, I want to say rest in peace to Steve Jobs also. You know what I'm saying? He passed away a couple of days ago. You know, what's up with that.
Definitely Apple. Steve Jobs. Yeah. You know, definitely Steve Jobs. But to me, Al Davis took all the limelight away from Steve Jobs. But
I mean, to a Raider fan, but you know, to the rest of the common world, you know, Steve Jobs is the motherfucker. I mean, I'm gonna give it up to Al Davis, but you know, I can only go so far and shit now that I'm talking on an iPhone and looking at an iPad right now as we speak. I'd be a hypocrite if I did that.
I got my iPhone connected right here. And
you know, I got too many of his gadgets sitting around here.
Man, much love to Steve Jobs, because I'm definitely going to keep it going. And I think, from what I hear, he's got somebody that's taken his place. He's exactly like him. That's what I hear. I mean, we'll see what happens. But
and you know what else is crazy? Not to cut it off, but just like Al Davis, when Steve Jobs was alive, they was bashing the new iPhone because it's an iPhone S and not the 5 like everybody wanted.
Right.
Everybody was like all mad and shit. Oh man, this shit. Oh man, why? Woo, woo, woo. Then when he passed, now the phone is sold out and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. So, now they sold a million free sales.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, hey, respect motherfuckers when they're alive, man. Don't wait till they pass away. You dig? You know what I mean? That's all I got to say.
I think the biggest part of that. What I really, really hated was when Mac Dre died and everybody jumped on his nuts right after he died. You know, that was, like, terrible because, you know, I was friends with Dre and I knew how he was. And to see all these people that never even heard his music just jump on his nuts, that was, like, the worst
thing.
If
you were a real fan or a real partner of him and then to go from that to see him bobbleheads and all, you'd be like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. I hated that shit, man, because they didn't do none of that shit when he was alive.
Right. That's another example of, you know, respecting folks and you know, learning to explore and get into people, you know, into people's thoughts and their music, you know, while they're alive and shit. Don't wait till they pass and then be like, oh, man, that dude was a genius, man. Oh, man, you can't tell me nothing about that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. All right, well, check it out. I put something together for Al Davis and for all the Raider fans, so we're going to hear this real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about whatever. Man, I want to talk about this Mitt Romney thing, man. They finally brought his Mormonism into the race. So let's talk about that.
Plus, we got
new music. We got all kinds of stuff today. 714-694-4150. I forgot to open the chat room, so I'm going to open that as soon as I get this going. So here we go. RIP Al Davis. Here it is. Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out. We'll be right back with you. Gail, sweet Gail, I know you're there. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm over here.
The Hall of Fame owner of the Oakland Raiders, Al Davis, has died. The outspoken and often controversial Davis was well known for his willingness to buck the establishment and help turn the NFL into the most successful sports league in American history. And for many years, his team was at the forefront. The Raiders won 3 Super Bowls during the 70s and 80s, and he dubbed the silver and black the team of the decades. He was also famous for filling his roster with cast-offs and troublemakers, who turned into trouble for opponents. He joined the team in 1963 as the youngest head coach/general manager in league history, and later bought the team outright. Davis also served as the commissioner of the AFL and helped merge the league into the NFL. Still, he was at constant battle with league officials and filed numerous lawsuits to both move his team briefly to Los Angeles and then back to Oakland. However, near the end of his life, Davis professed great admiration for what he helped create. Al Davis was 82 years old. Jim Bell, The Associated Press.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
The enshrinement is a reflection of a life's work, a reflection of a love affair with the greatest game the world has ever known. But this honor is a testament to a great organization and to all the capable people who have poured their talent, enthusiasm, loyalty into the greatness of the Raiders and the Raiders' legend and mystique.
I wanted to build the finest organization in professional sports. I wanted to have the greatest players. I wanted to have the greatest coaches. I wanted to play in the greatest games. I wanted to win more than anyone else.
You know, when you look back at the years of glory of the Oakland Raiders, but this was our finest hour. This was the finest hour in the history of the Oakland Raiders. The Tom Flores, the coaches, and the great athletes, you were magnificent out there today.
I'm not sure that's going to win Super Bowls, and that's the whole idea of this thing. I still think that power football, the vertical game, the long bomb, the big strike, not the quick strike, as Bill Walsh talks, I'm talking about the big strike.
The 90s again, black coaches, your pioneer, Art Shell, the first black coach of the modern era. Will we see more black coaches in the 90s? Do you think owners are ready?
Well, that's a tough question. First of all, in my field of dreams as a young man, I was going to build the finest organization in professional sports. And over the last three decades, the Raiders have done better than anyone else in professional sports. Tradition, history, winning, great players. Art Shell played in all three decades for the Raiders, the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He played when we played in all the years of Super Bowls and been a great player for 15 years, an assistant coach for 8 years, and a great Raider. I didn't pick Art Shell because he was black or white. I don't believe in grouping people. I picked Art Shell because he's a Raider. He was a great contributor to our organization, and he's the guy we want to take us into the 90s because we still think the 90s is open for anybody to dominate, and we certainly aren't going to concede it to anyone.
All right, well, he's a pirate, blustering in from sea with a rollicking song he sweeps along. Swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, are you ready for some football? You ain't ready for no football. You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders. It's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders. Are you ready for some football? Yeah. You ain't ready for the football.
Here we come, baby. Just win, baby. Feel the storm of the cold autumn wind, baby. It's the Oakland Raiders. Get your mouthpiece. You in the black hole with the black beat. This ain't black gold. This is black silver. Commitment to excellence we deliver. And we'll play past regulation. It's the invasion of the Raider Nation.
Raider Nation. Let's go. Let's go. Raider Nation.
United. When they see them pirates, fans get excited.
Get excited.
The opposition get quiet. When I hit the field with my eye patch and my shield, the silver and black will attack, will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
The silver and black will attack,
will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. 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 Raider Nation,
we are,
Raider Nation,
we are,
Raider Nation,
we are,
Raider Nation,
we are,
Raider Nation.
Just win, baby. That's how we do it. Raider Nation.
Just win,
all
baby.
Day.
Just win, baby.
Oakland Raiders, baby. That's how we do it. That's just my win, RIP, baby. Al Davis. That's enough. I'm going to let you.
No, I was listening to that last Just Win, baby.
Just win, baby. That's how we did it yesterday.
Just win, baby.
And he's going to be here, definitely be in the house.
Hey, who would have sealed y'all fate if he would have ran in, though? Because he had an open lane to run into the hole.
Oh, my God.
I do that. Wow. I don't know if he just didn't feel like he wanted to get hit, but it was an open lane. He could have ran that joint in.
I know he did. I know he could have, but maybe he just let off because of Al Davis.
Wow.
All right. So on the phone today, we got Logic calling in. A rapper from Sacramento. I think he's on the phone right now. Let me see. Logic, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, man. What's going down, Rick Camacho, Big Ol' Meezy?
What's going down? What's up, Logic?
Yeah, Chilling, man. Make it happen. What's going down?
Cool. So we got the new music. We're gonna play it in a second. We're just gonna let you get into this conversation with us real quick, cause Brian's on the phone. Brian, how'd you do yesterday?
Well, not ESPN League. Didn't win, and every other league I'm pretty much gonna win. So the ESPN League, I went 5-1 or 4-2. Staying 4-2 as long as the best has an amazing game. I go 6-0 in all my leagues.
Wow.
You?
Wow.
And I play you in the Yahoo League coming up.
Good. I'm going to beat your ass again like I did in the ESPN League.
No, you're not. I'll get revenge. I'll get revenge. I'm due to
win. So for everybody who's not on top of it, it's fantasy football Sundays from 9 a.m. to kickoff. We do it every Sunday. So get in if you're playing fantasy football. We go through your rosters and we tell you who's sitting, who's starting, all that stuff. Brian's our sports guy.
And I do a show on Wednesday, most likely. We'll see. Today. I'm off this week. Schedule. I do a night show.
Brown. Say hi to Gail. Gail, Brian is here. He was talking about.
Yeah, I'm over here. I got a couple of things I want to run over with you guys.
Okay, go ahead, Gail.
All right, I have now officially been censored because I was over at Dirty Tricks, and I'd be telling these people not to get into my personal business, you know? And they insist they have some kind of a right to be talking trash to me, what I feel is trash, and interfering between me and this other person. And so then I got up on stage and suggested that this person who I feel is messing in my business, I ask him not to, that perhaps he should get married because he's known this woman like 7 or 9 years and it's time to get married. And after that, this guy was telling me, he was criticizing, instead of saying, I'm mad at you because you interfered with my personal life the way I was interfering with your personal life, he goes around the other way and says that I'm not telling jokes and I'm not doing the proper job on the stage. And, you know, and I told him, and I use the F word a lot because that doesn't bother me, I told him that now you know how I feel, and I threw the F word in there. I mean, some people, they just can't see, you know. You got to hurt them the way you've been hurt, and then maybe they'll realize it, that they shouldn't have been doing this. And even at that, he didn't admit to it. He went around the other way and censored my work and said I wasn't doing the proper job, more or less telling the proper jokes or whatever. So I feel it's a compliment I've been censored because all the big comedians like Lenny Bruce, what is it, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, they all been censored. I'm not putting myself in that league, but for me it's a compliment that this young guy more or less censored me, and I'm an old lady, and this is a young, hip guy, and the old lady beat him in my mind, that I'm so bad that I need to be censored. This guy should be more, you know, whatever, that an old lady was too nasty for him. compliment. So anyway, they have this group called the Rejects of Comedy, and they're going to let me come do a show with them on October 23rd at 446 Valencia Street at 8 o'clock, and they call themselves the Rejects of Comedy. And I guess they do things like I do, really wild, because still people are not getting it. You know, they actually think what I do up on stage, this crazy act, is really me. I admit I have a hot temperament, but I do my job too well. Because my idea, because I sized up the situation long ago, that there's a shitload of comedians out there, and you can't tell one from another, you know. And my whole premise when I get up there is to be the most shittiest, the most outrageous you can be, so I can be memorable.
All
but
right.
As I
thank
say,
you.
I
thank
do my
you,
job
Gail.
Too
thank
well.
You.
You have something to say, call
thank
right
you.
Now, 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Soul Radio.
You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right. Gail, sweet Gail. All right. Thank you for that, Gail. Yeah. All right. That's Gail, sweet Gail. So let's talk to Logic real quick, Omizi. We got Logic on the phone. Logic, from what I understand, you are part of the original Black Market Records.
Yo, yeah, for sure. I was a part of that, yep.
From way back in the day. Let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about the history of Logic. Cause I didn't read your bio, so tell us your bio.
Oh, yeah, man. Basically, it started out like this. When I was about 15, 16, I started out with Black Market Records, Cedric Singleton. You know what I mean? I was doing some house parties and started working with my uncle and putting on a few shows around town and bringing some, you know, some guys from out the Bay Area out this way to Sacramento. And, start to make a lightweight name for myself. And then Cedric Singleton heard about it, and he wanted me to help out with him and what he was doing at the time. You know, it was right after Brother Lynch Hung's first album, and he was moving on to some new projects, and he really wanted me to help out with that. And so I came in and did that. And I was there for a few years, you know. Then after that, I bounced down to Southern Cali for a while, you know what I'm saying, and did a few things out there, you know, basically interning around, doing music, doing production, throwing parties, you know, the whole get down, you know what I'm saying, doing a couple shows. And then I decided to come back out here and really get it bubbling with my kinfolks, get out here with my cats and really put something together. And that's what we've been doing since then, smashing since then.
Man, that's good. That's good. So what you got coming? Are you touring right now? What are you doing right now?
Man, I'm back in the studio right now, man. I'm working on a new project right now as we speak, trying to get this all wrapped up, get it together, get something fresh and new for January. Then I got a mixtape I'm working on at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I got a few shows lined up towards Seattle,
trying to
get the dates and everything all situated for that, you know what I mean?
And who's booking the shows for you? Are you doing that stuff yourself, or you got a management company that's handling that?
Yeah, I got a manager. His name is Theo Hall, Mr. Network, out there in Seattle.
Oh, okay. That's good. He's managing you from Seattle?
From Seattle, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
One Fam Records and, you know, the whole get down. He's really putting it together, helping me out along the way. So it's a good look.
Man, so coming into the game, you know how the game is. Are you ready to sign a contract? Are you looking to sign a contract with somebody, or is this like your full time gig, or you do something on the side? You got a job on the side, or what?
You know, it's an ugly game. It's an ugly business right now, but this is a full time thing. This is what I do all day, every day. I'm pounding the pavement, trying to make it work. So at the same time, you know what I mean. I'm networking with some guys that like Cedric Singleton, trying to come back into the game. He's talking about working with me as well. I mean, as far as contracts go, I mean, everything is negotiable. Let's put it on the table. You know what I mean? But
that's
at the same
right.
time, I'm really just working, man. I'm staying active out here. You know what I mean?
Man, you got to. You got to do what you got to do, man. It's important. Omizi, go ahead. Omizi is on the phone right there, and Omizi always got some great questions for everybody. Omizi, talk to Logic for a second, and let's see what more he got for it.
I would basically just say, because, you know, you as far as Sacramento is concerned, Black Market Records is, you know, they fixtures in Sac, you know what I'm saying? I know Seth Singh from way back, you know what I mean? He had it popping. I was actually in L.A. a couple of times because, you know, he had a real label deal with Priority, you know what I'm saying, and was making, you know, he's one person I could say made several million dollars, you know what I'm saying, from his stuff, you know, whether it be Lynch or any, you know, there's other groups, you know what I'm saying? I've been to his office. He had an office off Power Inn back in the days. You know, he had the warehouse full of CDs and records, and, you know, and promo stuff. You know what I mean? So I would say, you know, say if Seth Singh is still doing his thing, and I ain't seen him in a minute, that dude is definitely a cat, you know, to learn from, and he's definitely somebody that Sacramento needs as far as knowing the blueprint of how to run a successful record label. And, you know, and actually make some money from doing it. You know what I mean? It's one thing for cats to, you know, just be in the studio, spending their hard-earned money and not having no direction, but having somebody, like I said, seeing that you can go to and pick his brain, somebody that really did sign a label deal, a lucrative label deal, you know what I mean, and was bringing money back to SAC, which a lot of artists that blow, or a lot of, you know, athletes or whatever, I hope they do, you know, plan on doing at some point in time. But, you know, shit, keep up the damn good work. That's what I tell everybody that come on this motherfucker. You know, if rap is what you choose and this is the life that you choose, then don't let nobody tell you different, and keep pushing. That's always my words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because everybody knows this is a probably one of the toughest games if you want to do it full time, and you want to tour, you want to be known. This is probably one of the toughest things. I tell a lot of kids, man, everybody's a rapper now. So I always tell them, I said, man, you got a better chance going to college, playing on a basketball team than you do being P. Diddy, you know, and making it to the NBA than you do being P. Diddy, because most likely it's not going to happen. If that's what you want, it is so hard, and you kind of got to be in the right place at the right time. So.
Yeah, I I've been around it for a minute, and I've seen it. You know, I remember when it was real good back when cats were selling, you know, real good units, and now people was making a decent amount of money to as compared to now when people are really struggling and every artist for itself, you know, and everybody's trying to, you know, climb and scratch and do whatever they can to get to the top, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I got to say, I respect cats like, you know, cats like Fody and cats like Andre Nicotina and Tech N9ne that also blazed their own trail, you know what I mean? Went out and found their own marketplace, you feel me? Went out and found their own fans and fertilized, like he said, fertilized his own lawn. Got his people involved with it and made a movement in that direction. So I'm not going to wait for somebody to come and put that piece of paper in my face. I'm going to go out and get it on my own. And that's one of the things I love from Tech N9ne.
Exactly. You know, I was listening to Tech N9ne's manager on Shade 45. This fool was making $30,000-$40,000 a show, and booking Tech N9ne and plus merchandise in the merchandise game. He said that's where it's at. The merchandise
game is
where you're going to make your money, and then your manager just puts you up and gets you different places. But you got that merch going, you're good.
I mean, it's so crazy, man. I went to a Tech N9ne show. He got people face painting and everything. And, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's selling T-shirts. He's selling whatever he can. Tour T-shirts, album T-shirts, whatever, man. It's a hustle, but at the same time, once they see you committed to it and you're true to what you're doing, I think the people will follow. You feel me?
Exactly.
Right, yeah. And because consumers/fans, especially in this day and age, they're not stupid no more. You know what I'm saying? It used to be a time you could pull the world over their eyes and you could tell them shit, but, you know, they got to decide, do I want to put gas in my car? Do I want to buy your CD? You know what I mean? So you got to always keep it real for these cats, keep it raw and uncut. Tech N9ne is a dude that leave it on the stage, you know what I'm saying? They employ a lot of people. So if you buy a shirt, you know it's not just going to somebody that's going to go and trick it off and go buy a whip or something, you know, just to throw it in your face. Because, you know, fans hate that. They hate when they buy your CD and then you go trick it off on something and then you throw it back in their face and say what they ain't got. You know, they don't like that. Tech N9ne built his fan base by being a dude that, you know, after a show, he'll have everybody come kick it. You know, eat all the fans. He don't give a damn how many it was. They go to the hotel room and drink and, you know, and smoke and whatnot, you know, to the sun come up. And he did that every city, every state, you know. That's one thing about artists of today, man. Don't be afraid to branch out and go to different places. You know, and just because you're from a certain spot, you know, if you get some good feedback from another city, go out and travel to that city, because that's an excellent start for branching out, you know, and getting your tentacles in another region. Because you may blow up in another region before you blow up at home. You know what I mean? So never limit your space.
Like my big cousin was telling me the other day, he said, you know, you drop that hook, you know what I mean? We don't drop a hook in just one part of the river, you know what I mean? We drop a few hooks in a few different areas so we can get as many fish as we can, you feel me?
That's really.
Yeah, definitely, man. Meezy, how's your guys' merch game at your shows? You guys sell a lot of shirts and shit?
Yeah, we was on the Tech N9ne tour Tech N9ne went out like two times since we was on a tour with him. We did 30-40 shows. So in every city, you know, we had hoodies and hats and shit and scar, all, everything, you know what I mean? Primarily, like, when we do spot dates and shit, we like to get in and get out. So, you know, sometimes they close, so you don't always have time to set up shirts and whatnot. But, like, yes, fairgrounds and all that, man, it's mandatory, you know, because people want it. You know, they want to walk around and represent, you know what the lineage is. They want to represent what we've been doing for, you know, since 1990-something, you feel me? So, everybody can't just come and just start, you know, and just sell somebody some shit. I say this is my thing. If you're going to sell merch, sell stuff that, you know, people going to need. If it's wintertime, you know, people going to need hats. You know what I'm saying? Like, sell people shit that they already going to use. That's what I would say. That's where Tech N9ne gets you, because everybody need a belt buckle. Everybody need a money clip. Everybody need a beanie cap. You know what I'm saying? A winter jacket. You know, just start there. Keychains. Everybody need a keychain. You feel me?
So is rap a good area for people to sell posters still? Are people still using posters?
Depends on how valuable you are. You know what I'm saying?
I know Chris Brown will get a million poster sales because he's Chris Brown, all them little girls. But do dudes that follow rap, do they buy posters and put that shit on their wall?
Well, I would say this, dude. Especially with new artists, it's like 1 minute they hot, next minute they cold, and not just that, but 1 minute they do something you agree with, next minute you do something you don't. So it's like you'll have a poster on your wall, and the next thing, the artist will do some dumb shit, and then you have to take it down. Like, it's like, you know, it confuses people. Like, you know, stick to the cats, Snoop Dogs and the E-40s, you know, the cats that's tried and true and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Reputable, yeah.
Yeah,
that's Reputable got a name, yeah.
You know, my son got Michael Jackson on, you know what I mean? Michael Jackson and Iron Man and Spider Man shit. Let's stick with them right there. These are cats, you know, that ain't gonna mess up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
I can't even say that, but it's, you know, stick to the OG.
We don't want no Rick Ross on our wall. Hell no.
you said that. So when he jammed you up at the award show,
he gonna jam me up. He jammed up everybody.
You
know what I'm
saying?
Come on, go get ready to jam me up,
I heard that little slick shit you said on your little show. I want to make sure you talk about my posters. You feel me, Rick, man? I'm going to see you about something.
Man, please do that. I need more listeners, Rick Ross.
Hey, speaking of Sac, you know they got the Wall Street. They actually in Sacramento downtown right now as we speak on some protest shit. That shit is crazy.
Oh yeah, on that occupied Wall Street. Yeah.
You know, I actually had the mind today. I was gonna call you, Omizi, and I was gonna be like, Omizi, you handle the board. I'm gonna go to Oakland and I'm gonna get in the middle of this shit and try to figure out what they want to do. You know, try to understand what's going on, because I'm not really understanding it. But we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to get back to that. Let's get into this logic. Let's play this gimme. Gimme. We're going to play this gimme real quick. But first, we're going to take a phone call. Hold on. 510, what's up? You on Soul Kitchen Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm just listening, man. I ain't trying to really say nothing, man. I'm just listening to the show.
But, Hey, man, I just want to say I appreciate you calling, because I know you called yesterday and you've called a couple times and you just listened to the show. It's all good, man. I appreciate that.
For sure, man.
All right, just hold on. Here we go. So, let's get into this gimme real quick with Logic. So, Logic, talk about this song real quick. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, this is a song I did, you know what I'm saying? It's a club track that I did with me and my really Spec, you know what I mean? He really got down on the track, came through with a beat. Me and him vibed in the studio for a few hours, you know what I mean? Really worked on it together and came through with something that really, I felt like really moved in the right direction. So I decided to do the video, talked to Jason, and did the video for it and the whole nine. It's a hot track, you know what I mean? Go ahead and check it out.
And we're going to hit it right here. It's right here. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. We're going to be right back.
You're tuning into the baddest radio show on the internet.
It's Rick Camacho
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Gimme, 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 g
over there, now I'm gonna poach ya. Come holler at ya like a real nigga poster. You're fine as a poster, I used to have on my wall. Here, Mr. Lettles and jeans with that onion and all. See us together, taking trips or whatever. Life gives you pressure, I can make you feel better. When somebody buy you diamonds and talk to them clown, I'll be around you on somebody, taking them down. Come over here, sit, baby, let's talk for a bit. I'ma pop me a mint, so my game's in you with. I can see you into it, follow me to the back. Have a seat on my lap, is you drinking the back? You fly, I'm fly, your finest is enticing. Sitting here like a Darion advertisement. Let me in your world, girl, I can change the climate. Teach you something new, girl, I'm your assignment. Give me what I want.
Kitchen Radio, man. It was nice.
You said Jay sent the video? That's on
Jay sent the video. Did the damn thing with the video too. It looked pretty good, you feel me?
Yeah, when you shoot with where it's at on YouTube?
Yep, it's on YouTube. You can go to his page or my page, you know what I mean? My channel on YouTube or his channel, so you know, he got many on there, so if you want to go to my page, it's right there on top. You feel me?
Yeah, shout out to Jay Cent, man. I'm going to shoot a video with him on Wednesday.
Yeah, I seen a few that he's done for you, too. I seen the one with, I think it's you and Bueno.
Yeah, and Bueno, yeah. We're about to do it again this Wednesday. So, yeah, I'm going to check for yours, though. I'm going to look for it.
For sure. That's what's up.
No, you Logic. Tell him what's your webpage? What's your YouTube webpage? Is YouTube/Logic?
YouTube/Logic 100%. It's all spelled out. 100%. It's Logic with a K, so it's Logik 100%. And then
okay,
I got the
cool
website. The website is www.illogic.com.
Okay. What about your Twitter?
And Twitter is Illogic 100. That's Illogik 100. Yeah.
Okay. I'm tweeting him right now as we speak. So if you wanna follow Logic, follow me at Soul Kid Radio and then follow Logic and then it's all good. We're gonna get into one more. We got this Rim signed up. This is another radio hit, huh? Another who's doing all the production for you?
Oh yeah, this is Rim signed up. This is my big brother TC out of San Francisco, legendary cat, man, did the RBO posse, totally insane, Cool Nut. Selsky, he don't work with everybody. He don't work with Fab. He don't work with everybody as far as in the Bay, you know what I mean? And also out on Naughty by Nature, some other cats from the East Coast. He got a long resume. Been doing it for a minute. He said he put this one together and thought about me, so he shot it to me, and we worked on it, man, and it came out fat. We did a video for that too. Yeah, the rim shined up.
And the rim shined up. It's right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want to call in 714-694-4150. The chat room is open. If you're on Twitter, at Soul Kit Radio, at Big Ol' Meezy. And then I'm about to hit Illogic right now. So it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Rim signed up right here. You heard first.
Rim signed up. Hey, keep listening. 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 I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me.
I ride with the trunk shaking, feet quaking, my toes don't jam, and it's nuts from the bacon in the ostrich interior, animal material, I'm butter when I arrive, yes, I'm imperial, you don't meet the criteria of the status that I manage, man, you should be blackballed while I ball like LeBron James, plus I got the baddest apparatus around, 7-0 cool nuts, pull the baddest in town, and I clear with the poppy rear, take the power spirit, it's habanero hot, off the gas, but you don't hear me, screams all around me like a drive-in theater, it's a I didn't want to see what I want to see. Senorita, mama, pizza, and my passenger. Dressed up in lavender. Turning up my temperature. Spectacular, it is. I handle my beers. This is how I live with my rims, my rims, my rims, my
rims. Shines up. Hey, keep listening. Rims shines up. Hey, keep listening. Rims shines up. Hey, keep listening. Rims shines up. Hey, keep listening. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you.
Here comes trouble, and it's wetter than rain puddles. Left off like space shuttles when I move on the double. True with the subtle moves, just living the dream. And flip the speakers in the grip, so I'm purple, I'm seen. And I feel the speech, making the leading actors mad. My pockets be cortisone, cause they always full of straps. My face up for the boppers, but okay for you to jock. You don't have to suck your teeth every time I whip stop. Every whip that I got a knock stupendous. Pushing in your baby mama like syringes. She's thinking so soft, I like to call her gin. I put that purple on her now, baby, sticking with this. They love me for me until my pockets get thin. That's why I don't keep them, I just rinse them. They see that I'm flying, he's a Gilligan. And I shine like my ribs, my ribs, my ribs, my
rim shines up, hey, keep listening. Rim shines up, hey, keep listening. Rim shines up, hey, keep listening. Rim shined up, hey, keep listening. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me.
I'm in a family of car nuts with cars, bikes, trucks. Went from bus 68 to something new every 4 months. Don't care about Lambos and Murcielagos. We in apartments, not condos, gassing around all the potholes. We them high pro motors. Transmissions and rear end, with the NC with TVs and high end fabrics, buying whips with status, nothing too lavish, man. I don't dip short and day. I go hard every day. Like whips, like my women, very beautiful. Candy with my cuticles. You gotta watch us like the Super Bowl, the numero uno. Haters put better than a funeral. I gotta say the eaters or whatever's for stupid. Though my runners are like defense. Rep my briefing. Despite all my rims on Caesar. We everywhere you look like T-Pain features. My claws are off the meter. I think you're gonna sneak us.
Rims shines up. Hey, keep listening. Rim shines up. Hey, keep listening. Rim shines up. Hey, keep listening. Rim shines up. Hey, keep listening. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me. I don't need to see you, but I know you looking at me.
Soul Kitchen Radio. That's that rim shined up, man. That's just. I didn't. You speak Spanish too?
Just a little bit, man. Just a little bit. You know, in California, you gotta know a little bit of Spanish. You know what I mean?
You gotta swing that one in when you out there at the Tamale Fest or something.
Oh shit! Slide it by real quick, huh?
Flying by the Tamale Fest, just put that little part on rewind, man.
Hey, hey, Camacho.
Yeah.
Hey, what y'all think about in 45 days, all the medical dispensaries in California is supposed to be shutting down, right? So like hella people have been, I've been following Twitter and everything, like, you know, people have been in the uproar. My partner Swift, he been tweeting Barack Obama all day, like, fuck you and some other shit. I was reading here, so I'm like, it's going down. Like when I got a song called like feeling like the 90s, man. I'm like, the 90s is really coming back, bro. Like, I guess it's about to be sick.
It is. I mean, you know what I dreamt of last night? It was funny because I just got through watching all that stuff on TV yesterday, and then I went to sleep, and I actually dreamt that somebody was selling me some weed that I was going to flip and turn over. And I was like, this is, if you were in the weed game and you got knocked off by the dispensaries, now is the time to come back. Because
bro, let me tell you even deeper. Do you know how many acres of broccoli that these folks is gonna have to get off before these feds come through?
Yeah,
production?
I mean,
you talking about 20 for 5? You talking about 20 for 5, bro? I mean, these people took the law and they bent it, you know what I'm saying, and they bent it into their favors, but now they got surplus, they got, you know what I mean, and they're going to have to figure out how to do it. I mean, they're going, but, I mean, it's like, if you look at the Sacramento, listen, if you read the Sacramento News and Review, bro, it's like, it used to be all about sex, like, you know, in the back of the News and Review, because, you know, you can't help but look at the back of the News and Review and see all the little different sex shit, but now it's like a fucking, it's a medicinal place on every page, bro. Like, it's out of hand.
Man,
like, it's
Martel
like,
Williams
it's like a
gonna
liquor
do?
Store.
What's Martel Williams going to do?
He got to go.
Pack it up.
Pack your shit up. Pack up your high-end motherfucking spot up. It's over. You did.
That's
sick. I mean, but you know what? But you know what's sick is that every time I turn on the news, bro, somebody's shit done got kicked in. They just showed one just 5 minutes ago. Somebody done. All you seen was the pots of the trees with the stems cut off. Like, people bust windows. They busting into the dispensaries, bro. They don't give a fuck. They coming through the roofs and shit, the front door.
Yeah.
Why I'm gonna go rob a bank? I'm finna come and get that weed.
That's a commodity. That's going to be a commodity for real. They don't even know what they're doing, man. They opening up. I mean, it kind of makes me think, do white people think like us? I mean,
I think they're getting smart because, you know what, we went to Amsterdam and performed this shit, bro. And, you know, the first day I went to a dispensary, a little coffee shop, instantly. Like, I had to. I was in Amsterdam. So it's like, it's people walking around and they handling their business and they driving, you know, they riding bikes and shit. And, you know, they're not even tripping on the weed. They're not tripping on that shit. They get it anytime they want. So I just feel like when you make it to the point where it's just so easy to either get it or grow it, it's like you're not even tripping. It used to be fun to, you know, you riding in a whip or something, somebody, you know, roll a blunt and you just take your chances. You're like, fuck it, we out here. What? Now it's like Governor Brown just passed a law where if you get caught. With some weed now, it's like a traffic ticket. Take the ticket, go on about your way. So they're making it so where it's so normal for you to have it that if you calling yourself trying to make money doing it, you playing.
You got it. Yeah, you better change it up, like Cat Williams said. You know what I mean?
Right, and that's what's going to happen. Cats is going to escalate to the other thing.
Exactly.
That's why I say it's going to be feeling like the 90s, because weed, ain't nobody going to be tripping on weed. They going to that other thing.
They going to that, what they call that shit, nose candy? Is that what they call that shit?
Man, they already, it's already cool for cats to be sniffing, you know, shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's just going to enhance their coolness, I guess. You feel me? They want to work them graveyard shifts and shit, and work at 2-3 in the morning every morning to get that guap, working on them bridges and shit. Because if you want a job, bro, you're going to be having to work graveyard, building on them bridges and shit, and get working on the infrastructure. So they're going to be selling that wiffle.
Yeah. I hear another E-40 song in the making right now.
But if you look on WorldStar, Lil Wayne did a little like a 28 minute PSA where he was just Did you see that shit? He going in on niggas with tats. He going in about the syrup. But he made a lot of sense, because that's what I was saying earlier. It's like, give it up to the OGs, man. It's like, that's what he was talking about. He was like, when I went to the tattoo parlor and got an AK across my stomach or whatever it say on the stomach and shit. He was like, I told him I want to be like Tupac, straight up. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm being me, nigga. I'm doing me, nigga. I'm out here. This me. This is what I feel like. I'm getting tatted. What? You know, it's like, nah, I'm doing it because Lil Wayne got a sleeve. Because, when Lil Wayne started getting hit, everybody started getting hit. Like,
right.
But they got to give him his props or pay him his homage for that, though. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what he's saying. Right. You walking around with your cup and you leaning. And, yeah, that shit came from the South. That came from Houston, Texas, Dallas and all them. And now you out here with your cup leaning. So give it up. And Lil Wayne said, it wasn't me. Don't put that on me. I didn't come up with the shit. I did it because the OG cats is doing it, and my medication that the doctor is trying to prescribe is not working, so I can sleep. So I'm leaning. You know what I'm talking about? he showed you. I mean, I respect his hustle, bro. You know, so I've seen him as a young man. You know what I mean? Juvenile shot his video. Me and 40 was out there. We was on the stage when they were shooting that back that ass up. And we was on the bus and we seen they hustle. Seen Lil Wayne when he was a youngin', when we did Baller Blocking, before he was on that song for the movie and shit. We was out there, right? We fucking with them when it cracked, you know what I mean? Been to their office and all that shit, been to the house, you feel me? 40 sat there and shot dice with Tyson and Baby. Like, we seen that shit with our very own eyes, and to see Lil Wayne now, it's like you can't, when somebody starts doing some shit when they're like 13 and they become who they are, it is what it is, bro. They was meant to do it. But keep it up to the young dude.
You know what? You got a great job. I gotta hope their cable goes out. If I could go to their house, then they call me.
It was, I promise you, bro. One thing about hip hop is, like, if you was there to bear witness to the shit that you seen, then, like, what, walking into a house and seeing a big ass hot tub, big ass house, or going in the backyard and literally seeing like 20 cars with hot boys on the side, like, and swerving on the freeway with like 5 or 6 Corvettes, like, I seen all that shit with my very own eyes. And dudes was ill, like, no question.
Right. I think my best memory is seeing somebody was walking into Brian Morgan's house and seeing all his plaques and stuff and, you know, his little BMW, and you know, he changed his garage into a studio, and I was just like amazed when I got in there. I was like, wow, this is what it's like, you know. And then I walked in.
Right. Yeah. If you was winning back there in the 90s, bro, like, you was doing the most. Like, them was hard. Them was right. Good times, but there was hard times too.
Yeah, you know, how many carrots even, put in his teeth? You know what I'm saying? Baby put carrots in his teeth. He was eating. You know what I mean?
I ain't never believed that. I ain't never believed in that shit, man. Because I heard that shit make your teeth go bad and your breath always stink. You got halitosis and all that shit. So
you can get a whole new mouth anyway nowadays, bro. You know how many people got fake mouths and they fake teeth in their mouth, bro? All that shit is changeable, man. You can get a Listerine strip. You know, all that shit can be
that shit in between your teeth.
If you want to walk around with $1 million in his mouth, man, give him that.
Yeah.
He did it, though. Now he a fool for that.
For real, man, that's awesome. I mean, I've been to different houses, like Rick Rock's house. You walk in there and he got all his plaques and shit. And you know, that shit is inspiring to somebody like that's just in the industry and has been working hella hard to try to get these plaques and all that stuff. And you don't have none, and then you walk into somebody's house that's been there and done that, and that just drives you even more. You know, so.
But you know what? And especially with the recession. And all them plaques is wonderful now, but you know what? Like I was saying before, if you notice, even on TV, and if you follow TMZ, because they like to put your business in the street anyway. Even Hulk Hogan got a house. He paid $12 million for, and now his house is worth $6 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, and they go down the line. They're going down the line of a whole bunch of people, and as you see, even Nick Cage and all these people that had 3, 4, 5, 6 houses and all this different shit. Like, the people who we thought was rich that was sitting on like $20 million, they ain't rich
Ed
no
McMahon.
More. You know, they're not rich no more. You can imagine if you had $20 million, let's just say right now you got $5 million. You know what I'm saying? So I watch TV and I see all these different actors. I see actors that was B and C list actors doing regular commercials, like regular TV commercials, like, you know, for Office Max and shit. Like, you'd be like, what dude in that movie? And now you do like a lot of these actors, you know, real talk. Like, you had them houses, and you was living in L.A., and you was big time in it, and you was, you know what I mean, and you was it, and now your house ain't worth shit, and now you know what I mean? So now you got to start all over. All these people got to hit reset and start all over. And if you don't got to hustle, because they, one thing about them is they was hustling to get in that position. So getting back on their grind is nothing. That's why you see them doing what they doing. But right. If you don't know how to do that, bruh, if you don't have that hustle, that's them the cats that's gonna be that's down there protesting. You feel me? Because I don't protest, mm-hmm. bruh. I'm about that action. You know what I'm saying? Fuck
right,
all
right.
That.
I mean, it's like, ain't gonna, like, are they expecting somebody to give them something in this world?
Bro, it's raining. Let me tell you something. All due respect to them and what they're doing, but I'm just not going in the rain because that shit ain't going to do no good, bro. I don't give a fuck. Like, they can stand in the rain all they want to and protest and do all that. It's not going to work. Do you know they had to throw boulders at Martin Luther King and all them in order for them to get something to happen? And you things are out there sitting out there and they throwing you in jail. So that you can bail, you can spend your money to get your dumb ass out of jail. You know what I mean? They reaping the benefits. They, you know what I'm
I'll
saying?
I'll tell you who's reaping the benefits from that. The cops that are working overtime to sit out there with them motherfuckers. The cops are getting overtime pay.
They getting
overtime.
Come on, that's what I'm saying. So you actually doing the reverse because now you forcing the city to have to pay these people overtime to watch your dumb ass protest about some shit that you don't necessarily know what you protesting because half of them don't know why they out there. They just out there because they might get their face on some footage or something and shit or get caught on the Today Show or be on TMZ or some shit or something really fly. They want to be in the moment like they in Egypt or some shit. Really, they encounter, they, you know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. You ain't got no job and that's the best. You need to go. While they all out there sitting out there in the rain, you go get the job that they need to be getting. You get out there and
I seen this young motherfucker
job.
The other day, Blood. Oh, God, I was so mad. I walked into the spot I always go to. If you're ever in Bay Point, if you're ever in Pittsburgh, go to Mom's Donuts. That's my spot. I call them Charlie's. I've been going to that dude for like the last 18 years. Every day I go get a cup of coffee. I get my kids. You see me check in on Facebook, all that shit, right? He always got some bum out in the front, like getting money. Trying to ask people for money. I buy them up like a cup of coffee and call it a day. But the other day, 7 in the morning, I drove up. This dude was like, hey, can you help the poor? And I looked at him, and he looked at me. He goes, oh, coach, what's up?
Motherfucker.
Damn. You're in your 20s, blood. Get your ass a fucking job. What the hell you doing? I give you shit, blood. Get the fuck away from me.
Don't get me wrong, dude. It like put it like this, like, you know, yeah, we had all these medicinal places out there, and all the medicinal places, you know, it's better to have your card and be able to go get you, you know, get your shit what you need, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you'd be stressed out if you don't have it, and you might end up fucking somebody up anyway because you don't got it. So it's good that you have access to it, but. If you decide that you want to get a job and these companies is not allowing you to get a job because you can't pass a piss test, then you can't just sit around and be like, man, just try to find a job and shit, my nigga. You feel me? But you go, hey,
okay,
that's what we call it. They not fucking with you, bro. You can't pass a piss test. I can't go to cable and work and do what you do. I can't install shit. I can't climb up a ladder high. I can't be high and do what you do, bro. I can't handle machinery. You know what I'm saying? Go in and do no electrical stuff and be high, bro. Some people may think they can't. That's their prerogative.
You know what they
do? Bro.
They go. Can I be on? Can I come on your show, man? I'm a rapper.
You stupid. You dumb.
That's scandal, man.
Yeah, you stupid. But at least rapping is a job, like, you know what I'm saying? At least rapping to some degree is a job, like, you know what I'm saying? Even if Even if you your second hustle is selling weed and you're doing music, you're still networking while you're doing that. You know, every customer is a network and somebody that might come to your show because y'all got that in common. I mean, I'm looking at the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how a lot of people subsidize they dream anyway, which is cool. It's been doing that for years. But just don't.
Not dumb motherfuckers who don't want to work and they just want to rap.
I say 6 months, 8 months. Like one of my dudes, he became a paralegal. Like he I remember him first telling me he was gonna be a paralegal, and I said, damn, that sounds like that's gonna take a hell of a long. Like, you feel me? And then he called me and was like, you know, I'm about to graduate to paralegal. I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, damn, that seems like it. Just a day ago, you told me you was about to start. He's like, yeah, man, I did my thing. I got straight A's, and woo, I'm about to be paralegal. And I'm like, okay, boom, he got that. Like, that's good. He, you know, regardless, at least have something that you can do in the meantime. Because let me tell you why. Because I like to kick the ballistics. Like, if you follow the news, which a lot of people don't, then you know that Jive Records, Arista, and a couple other labels recently just closed shop. Now, Dazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, E-40, Too Short, The Click, like all these people that was on Jive Records, man, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? So you got, look, Britney Spears, you know, like all these people that was on Jive Records and all these people that I know that had jobs, that was working, you know, in all the different departments, like it's over. So if you're a rapper and you're trying to come up and you're thinking it, now it's really feast of famine. Like, it's really dog eat dog in this motherfucker. You feel me? So if you think it was then, at least it was more outlets. Now it's really no outlets. You got to think. So, wow. And you got to think that now the people that was probably working at Jive, hopefully the people that didn't blossom, that they can use that knowledge and they can open up their own labels, but the money is not going to be there for them to finance all of this, you know, unless some of these banks, you know, come up off of that skrill and, you know, and give some of these people the startup capital to make it happen, because they know how to do it, and they know it's a lot of artists out here that's ready to keep it cracking. So this is the thing. If you're not like a mini set singer, if you're not like an E-40 with that mentality of getting it in the streets and creating those moments, you know what I mean, and reaching out to all these different people, I don't know how you're gonna do it. So you might as well figure at least have a backup plan. That's come out, you always preach having a backup, you know, a backup plan. Exactly. You know, it's because it's better to have a let's say if I was Camacho and you do cable, right?
Right.
Now let's say you was a rapper also, MC Camacho.
Right.
Now it's better that Camacho has a job where he's getting a check, and if he feels like he wanted to book 12 hours of studio time, he could just cash out, pow pow, work more hours than he got to. You know what I'm saying? Pow pow. You know what I'm saying? And he's not stressed out because he's working on his own time. He's not stressing out.
Yeah, I mean, but, it is the same way, because, you know, I do act on the side, and I have been to put the shit on the side, but I ain't going to quit my job for that shit.
I'll tell you what, I just had to turn down
the channel thing last week because they wanted me to go audition on the day I had to work, so my job was first.
You see, that's what I was going to say. I kind of ran into a lot of that, too, because, I mean, don't get it twisted, man. I was out there in Long Beach, man. I went to school, graduated, did the whole thing, you feel me? So it's not nothing new, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I say, you know what I mean? I mean, like, you got to follow your dreams, though. You got to go for what you want. You got to be,
off
you got to do it seriously.
Definitely,
you know
always.
Right,
if you're not serious
off
about
top.
It, ain't nobody going to take you serious. So that's why you really,
well,
you got to be committed to
right,
it, but you don't want to be
like
broke
this.
And be committed
to it. I'll take it like this. Right, you're right. I'll take it like this. Like, every actor that I've ever seen that said that they had to, that they slept in their car, they was waitressing and they was bartendering, you know what I'm saying? And they was doing what they had to do in the meantime before they blew. You know what I mean? My barber, Esau, that cut, you know, I go to Oak Park all the time. He cut my shit, but he have a comedy show somewhere else. You know, he moved out of Sac, went to L.A., ended up getting in the movie with Outkast, which is the movie that shit.
Out of Wild.
He had a big part in that. You know what I mean? Did Def Comedy Jam. All the time. Now I'm saying, follow your dreams. But he sure got his ass up every Saturday, went and cut hair. You feel me, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
shout out to my homies at Better Images in Sacramento, man. I ain't seen them cats in a long time. That was my barber. Ray was my barber for a hella long. Shout out to Ray.
Oh, shout out Barber. Shout out to Ray D at Family Time.
Shout out my partner Rob, though.
Shout out to working on VIP here in Concord, man. He cuts my hair all the time. That's my man.
Ruben
is going to be on the show in a couple of weeks because we got he plays guitar for LaToya London's new group that was put together by Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas.
So
they're
going to come on the show in a couple of weeks. I'm working on that now. But shout out to Ruben, man. He does my fades.
Yeah.
So that's how it is. Man. Oh, me, I'm going
to
be up there on Saturday.
Shout out to the occupiers out there in the rain, though, giving it what they know. I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Right. Exactly, man. So, and once again, Logic is on the phone. Sacramento rapper, Logic. You want to call him, you want to talk to him, 714-694-4150. This is Soul Kitchen Radio. We're going to get into this by your side. We got one more song from him. Your stuff is available on iTunes right now, Logic?
It's available on iTunes. It's available on CD Baby. It's available on Amazon. It's available on my website. I mean, wherever you go, Spotify, you know what I mean? Wherever you want to go, it's there. You feel me? Just take a look. Look me up, Illogic with the K, you know what I mean? And it pop up.
Right. So what's your plan on how you going to promote it? Because are you looking towards radio? Radio is not really fucking with a lot of people right now, except for our internet radio shows that give you guys love, but... But as far as big radio, Sacramento, you have no radio outlets anymore.
That's why I'm not. I mean, anything like that traditional. I look at it now. It's basically back to the grind. You got to go out there and get your fans like Omizi was saying. My plan is to hit the road and do it the hard way. You know, with good hard street promotions, man, and make it happen. You know what I mean? Go out there, shake hands, kiss babies, campaign style.
Yep.
You feel me?
I would love to see the street promoters back. You know, that was my big thing. As soon as I got out of radio, I was just all street promotions, you know, and sniping, walking around at the shows with the fucking big poster in my hand, you know, with both sides of snipes. You remember that? When you walk around, you get a whole street team together, and you guys walk around the venue with the snipes and the posters and the big signs. Man,
but if you think about it, that's how a lot of movements get started, because you know, without the people out there sniping, man, a lot of these organizations wouldn't be known like that. So it takes people out there, man, putting bumper stickers on police cars and you know doing all you know video, you know, because they used to go at it, man. They'd be videotaping and having little wars at who doing what. This is before Twitter and all that shit, you know, could be broadcasted. Now you probably get arrested, but man, they was going in. Shout out to all the snipers.
I tell you what, you know what was my spot? My spot on Omizi was remember when the Nation moved up the street on what's that, Oak Park Boulevard? And they got that empty wall right there right up the street from where the Nation had their mosque. That was my wall. I sniped that fucking wall every week. I had something else going up there.
They got that same overpass over there by McGeorge School of Law in Oak Park that every morning, if you're on the 99, all you gotta do is look up, and you're gonna see whatever is up there. I think it's another one that got the King of Curls truck that stay up there too. Nothing but free promotions all the time. You feel me? I can't wait till I get it all the way bumped off. I'm finna go up there with the biggest sign ever, and park that and park that thing over there. So I'm telling you, it's gonna be every morning. It's the whole world gonna see. You can't help it on the 99, bro. Promise you.
Right.
And we'll put a billboard right there, right where it say, you know, when you first come in the sack, you smell me, and you see that billboard. It used to be right there. It used to say Home of the Kings, I think, but I don't think, you know, now it's just a lot of, you know, lottery and all that shit. Put a billboard up in that thing, man, you'll get the whole city on lock. Two easy steps.
But the problem is somebody know about those steps are so easy, so you got to make sure you have that money, that guap behind your back.
Oh, yeah. Money talk. Bullshit just walk. You know, bullshit.
But I was talking to one of these dudes that, and you know, being in cable, I run into a whole lot of people, and I was talking to one of these guys who works for for one of these new billboards, you know, the new billboards that are digital and they have the pictures and all that shit. Dude told me the companies like Verizon and all those companies, they pay $1 million to keep their shit on those billboards. You know. I don't know if it's a year or a month or whatever, but he said it's like $1 million. You have to have like $1 million budget to put your shit on them billboards right there.
Oh, all the time.
You know, so that's crazy. But anyway, let's get back into it. We could tangent and go off track all day. I want to play this by your side, and then we're gonna tangent and go off on some other shit when we come back. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. This is Logic right here, 714-694-4150. We got a lot more shit coming up, so make sure you stick. Make sure you keep it locked right here.
Let me think about it, where I want to begin. The softness of your lips, the color of your skin. I love you like I never loved before. You brought me out of the cold and warmed up my soul. I lower my deep because you're sweeter than peaches. And you conquer me like a Roman legion. You're the bricks to my basement, the solid foundation upon which I plan to build my whole nation. There was no trust till we met, nor did I believe it, cause I never seen it. But now I know it's within our reaches. Our love is strong where others be anemic. Our love is as deep as the universe, like the moon to the earth. You give me purpose, trying to find a soulmate to feel like a curse. I feel blessed cause I can't end my searches.
Do you believe in love at first sight? Your girl don't hold it down. I'm keeping you around, boy. Don't be right by my side. Baby, say you want me. I'm really feeling yourself. Hey, come on now, the way you love me, I'm always on your side. I'm your mine. Got me feeling so high. Baby, come on now, you love me. I'm always by your side.
Like there was no other before me and after me, there shall not be. That idea alone is blasphemy. Candidly, we talk about our likes and dislikes. Combo with insight, we wrestle, we play fight. I'm the leader of the tribe, king in his crown. She's by my side, holding me down. She's the vessel for my seed, the bringer of life. The original E, black skin so right. It was love at first sight when we met that night. You had a man, so I wasn't right. I saw my future when I looked into your eyes. So to me, it's no surprise that it's you by my side.
I wanna be right by your side. If you believe in love, that's our time. Your girl gon' hold it down. I'm keeping you around, boy. Gon' be right by my side.
Soul Kitchen Radio, hold on. We're not done. We're gonna be right back. Check this out.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Ol' Meezy, and I am the great communicator. What they know
exclusive.
About this one, man?
Exclusive.
Raspy on the beat. OLH Entertainment.
Shooting a video Wednesday.
Back at it again. So clearly I don't give a fuck. DGC the metaphor. But now you should be catching up. Yeah, I'm on my dual shit and both of us are happy now. Saying what we feel, if you don't like it, have a happy cow. Yeah, I'm shooting for the moon. Rap beat, this make perfect sense. Stay up on my money shit and beat them till they all submit. B-I-G on easy, you can please me like a stripper bitch. Shake it till you make it double, take it till they have a fit. Man, you know I'm talking slick, but freely ride this fucking stick. No, I came from nothing, now I'm something, now I'm taking trips. Flying to the highest peak, tinted in that black sedan. Headed to a foreign land, taking pictures, shaking hands. This the life I live, this the life I choose. Came up on hard work and sticking to the rules. This ain't an easy game, you gotta pay your dues. So when you get it, thank God I said I made it through. This the life I live, this the life I choose. Came up on hard work and sticking to the rules. This ain't an easy game, you gotta pay your dues. So when you get it, thank God I said I made it through. Shit, I ain't choose to rhyme. Rhyming chose me. Picture me, say I surrender and I pursue my dreams. I'm from the deepest part of hell and I'm finally free. The shackles been off, look at me, now I got room to breathe. I got sights to see, purchases I can make. Call up my lady, tell her, baby, let's go on a date. Came from baloney, now I need myself a proper steak. Most people love me, but some suckers still decide to hate. Fuck 'em, I'm doing great. The writing's on the wall. I came up pushing bean pies in the final call. If you can look through these eyes, they'll tell it all. That's why I'm on a steady rise and I'll never fall. This the life I live, this the life I choose. Came up on hard work and sticking to the rules. This ain't an easy game, you gotta pay your dues. So when you get it, thank God I said I made it through. This the life I live, this the life I choose. Came up on hard work and sticking to the rules. This ain't an easy game, you gotta pay your dues. So when you get it, thank God I said I made it through. Last but not least, let me crease your brain. The game is circulated, it'll teach you things. How to move without slipping, there'll be no double dipping. Rock 'em, sock 'em, chicken, pock 'em till I have it my way. And my watch is pave, that came from selling my pain. Put it all back in position, shelter house when it rain. Holy socks and all the shit that make you feel so ashamed. Replace with trinkets, oh he shine, they gon' remember his name. Homie be kicking up dust, see how he weathers the storm. Tried his best to be different and not succumb to the norm. Everybody said he couldn't, did they best to ignore. Now he out here living like doing big concerts and tours. This the life I live, this the life I choose. Came up on hard work and sticking to the rules. This ain't an easy game, you gotta pay your dues. So when you get it, thank God I said I made it through. This the life I live, this the life I choose. Came up on hard work and sticking to the rules. This ain't an easy game, you gotta pay your dues. So when you get it, thank God I said I made it through.
Exclusive right here at Soul Kitchen Radio. Big old Meezy, I made it through.
Oh, yeah, man. That's for everybody. That's for everybody, man. Letting y'all know it is possible, man. Follow your dreams, man. Eventually you'll get to that point, man. And regardless to what a motherfucker say, stay the course. You know what I'm saying? Like Bush would say.
Came up pushing bean pies in the final call.
Final call. Hey, you beat that, right?
Yeah. I beat that shit, bro.
And that's real, man. And I pushed the final call newspaper. You know, anybody that's familiar with the Nation of Islam, I was on every corner, 24th to Florin. You know what I'm talking about? Cast a note on me, pounded pavement with a suit. That's back in the days when I was in my younger days, but I was out there for the struggle, for the cause. You know what I'm saying?
That's when I met you, bro. That was when we kicked it.
Off top. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm familiar with, like the cats out there, you know what I'm saying, standing in the rain. I'm familiar with fighting for the struggle. But, man, at the end of the day, and I ain't saying it ain't going to make no difference, but I'm saying if you'll be better suited to get your ass out there and try to get a job and make it better, you feel me, from the inside.
So what's up with the Nation of Islam, man? Are they still, what they got going on, man? Is it all bad now?
I'm gonna be real, man. I always have conversations with Cam every time I'm in Phoenix. You know, I was just out there with Cam. You know, Cam, he'd be with Ms. Sparkle. He'd be out there with Ms. Sparkle all the time. You know what I mean? So I don't know. You know, when you're in the nation, you're under the law, and you're able to say certain things or not. So, you know, if you're not privy, you really just ain't privy. You know, not that I'm not privy, but I'm not privy to speak on it. You feel me? But I can say. With Ms. Farrakhan's connection with Gaddafi, because, you know, he did get, I think he got like 14 million or something, 7 million back in the day. So the relationship has always been there, and he just, you know, put a squelch on anybody speaking just overall. You know what I'm saying? I got to be able to speak my mind, bro. That's just where I'm at in life in general. I'm a human man, and I got to be able to say what I got to say.
I don't believe in nothing that don't allow you to speak your mind, where you gotta close up and bitch up for some fucking people because some dude been there longer than you. Fuck him. That's how I am.
Yeah. I blow up. You know, my head would explode if I couldn't say my speech. My head would explode and shit. So it's better that I'm able to say what I got to say. You
feel
me?
Man, so shout out to Aleta Turner on the hook of that Logic song.
Was it for real?
Hey, nah, that was Mimi from the Bay Misses, man. But y'all read it up.
Bro, I was about to have a heart attack. I was about to start rolling, bro. Shout out to Aleta.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Aleta, though. That's the home girl.
Shout out to Aleta, man. She's working hard for me every day. I told her the other day, I said, I can't wait till this radio station start making money and I can pay you for all this booking you're doing for me, because she's working it hard every day. We got Bun B coming up at the end of the month. Next week we got Diane Blacumsey, who's one of the baddest video promoters in the industry. And if it wasn't for her, man, I would have never I don't think Baytown Video would have blew up the way it did.
I was tripping a day ago. I was like, when I was just thinking about how many people we've already had on the show and already been interviewing, you know, from cats like Chubb Rock to, you know what I'm saying, to Fred Hammond. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. And it's just getting started. It's just, we barely even started to flex.
Right, right. You know, it's getting known. Like I was telling somebody the other day, I said this radio show is known in the industry. I mean, but it's not known to the public yet. The public, we haven't had our something to just fucking blow us up yet. But it's gonna happen. I mean, we just keep pushing. And Omizi, I want to hear some Soul Kitchen Radio on some of these songs you got going on.
It's all good. I love the intro, though, man. I be loving that intro when I be hearing. That's why I'll be tripping on that part. But I am though in the song, though, real talk.
Yeah, that's real big.
That
intro make it real big right there.
Yeah, that's my man. Crazy Ballhead. He's another Sacramento guy. Crazy Ballhead, underground rapper. He's been doing it forever. He's kind of like a Tech N9ne kind of dude. He got his own following, and you know, he travels all the time. So shout out to Crazy Ballhead. He did my intro back in the 90s when I was on KSFM. He did that intro for me. So I hollered at him again for something for this, and I was like, man, me and Mo Meezy got it going on. So he threw us both.
I'm telling you, man, eventually what we're gonna do, and it's gonna be hard for me. Well, it's not gonna be hard for me because I'm just not gonna be able to cuss. But what it is I haven't applied myself, and we just had to get us a real radio station, like as far as, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying, to get out, especially out here, because you know. It's one thing to have the power of the airways and actually do something with it, but I don't feel like a lot of these people really do what they're supposed to be doing with it. You know, they playing with it. I don't know what it is, why, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I come from an era when if you was an on-air personality, you meant something in the community. You know what I'm saying? Like bigger than just being at some clubs or something. I'm talking about you really, you know, when you see Chewy, you be like, oh, that's Chewy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
That's how personality. Oh, that's this person. Like if you go to LA, you'd be like, oh, that's Big Boy. Or, oh, that's Fuzzy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that's or if you go, you know, in the South, and you say, oh, that's Greg Street. Oh, that's you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah.
They need because these people are and these people, you know, they get out in the community. You know what I mean? They'll be out there right now, live with the people. You know what I'm saying? In the rain. You know what I mean? Broadcasting live. I don't know if that's what they're doing. If they are, shout out to them. But if they're not, then you're not really showing the
right.
city, what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not doing live remotes from all the barbershops we just named, like, you playing. Like, you're not in the community
right.
like you should be. That's
I mean, back in the days, you know what we used to do back in the day? Shout out to Peter Parker, man. Peter Parker's in the chat room again. Shout out to Peter Parker. But back in the days, what we used to do, when I was on KSFM, I mean, shout out to Trejo. Trejo put me on. Chuck Fields, Ricky, especially Ricky Lee. You know, we was in the community. You know how I got into radio? I went to the club and I asked Ricky Lee. I was like, man, I think I want to get into radio. And he's like, come meet me at the station. I met him at the station. That's when I met Alvin D. And it was on from there. You know, it was cool. He was like, well, you're cool. Let's do it. And I became Yeah, you're cool, dude. Let's do it.
Hey, shout out to Trejo, man. Trejo had all the hottest spots, man. He always had at Arco Arena when it was Arco. He had the old school, you know what I'm saying? You know that's why I was like all the old school was playing big venues back then. You know what I mean? Like it was and Nicky's, remember Nicky's? He had Nicky's.
Yeah, Nicky's. He had the Caballo Blanco. You remember the Caballo Blanco on Franklin?
Oh,
man. Yeah, I know all about that. I wasn't old enough to get into Caballo Blanco, but it's smack. I know just what you're talking about.
We had La Mission. We had La Mission. Everybody know La Mission.
La Mission, yeah. Man, I mean, in the 90s, Sacramento was popping. I don't know how it is now, but...
Because you know how much of a small world is because we did Lighter Shade of Brown at Nicky's and Big Boy from Power used to be their bodyguard. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah. So he was there. He was there that night, but he was there in a whole different capacity.
He was there as the bodyguard, huh? He wasn't even in radio yet.
Exactly. Now he's making $2-3 million a year doing radio.
Right, right. You know, so, you know, the one thing about terrestrial radio is we can't do what we're doing right now. You know, you kind of have to be a yes man. You have to follow the FCC regulations. You have to do all this stuff. I mean, it's cool. But, you know, you got somebody else controlling your paycheck. Right now, we don't have a paycheck, so it doesn't matter. We do our own shit. But if we was like that, we would... You know, eventually.
But you know, like with Greg Street. Greg Street, he's out there in Atlanta, and I like how he does it. Like, if he goes to the schools, you know, in the black community, you know, in the minority community, whatnot. Mm-hmm. And if the students that's doing good, he'll take them all to the basketball games and whatnot. You know, to the Hawks football.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, that's what I mean by. If you're on their personality and you're not in the community, bro, like that's why your ratings are what they are because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not in the hoods. If you're not in Del Paso Heights, in the hoods on Grand and all that, if you're not in Oak Park, you know what I'm saying, 35th and McClatchy, and if you're not in the South area, you know. You know what I mean? So if you're not hitting these streets, then that's why, you know, you're not getting the respect that you feel like you need to be getting.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like out here in Sacramento, you know, at least out here in Sacramento, I feel like they abandoned, you know what I'm saying? They abandoned our community. They don't even care no more, you know what I mean?
They don't care. They don't even talk to you at all.
They don't even talk to you. You know, there's nobody talking to us, you know, as far as radio goes. And so, and it's probably another reason why the clubs ain't banging like they used to be because, like you said, our community – ain't being represented, you know what I mean?
All right. I mean, they pick and choose who they want to represent. And I can tell you, I don't think the Latins out there feel like that because they're really KSFM represents the Latins, you know, and they go to like the Tamale Festival and all that stuff. But as far as the hip hop community, it's been abandoned. As soon as the bomb turned into Hot 103, it was a wrap. You know, and even when it was still a bomb a little bit, it was still kind of a wrap because they're in that transitioning phase.
But I can honestly say, Kid Boo used to get hell back in the day. You know what I mean? Trying to play some other stuff.
I'm sorry, right. but he had the free. He still had the freedom. If it'd be without Big Kid Boo, and the way he was federation, that started, yeah. That basically, you know, he did, you know what I mean? That started a whole bunch of stuff. Like, you know, those actually,
oh, yeah.
It was crazy times, but it was good times. Because you still, if you got the radio, you know, if you got radio and it's helping in the streets, then you got young promoters that can make money. You know what I mean? You subsidize, you know what I mean? So it's like you don't result to everybody got a weak link now because they can't do music like they used to be able to do it or whatever in general. I'm just saying there's a culture that's being neglected in Sacramento, and that got a lot to do with the corporate structure of radio not allowing, or maybe they, you know, the DJs don't give a damn, or you know, or maybe they're not from here and they from somewhere else.
You know what it was?
All
the time? It was, I'll tell you why hip hop got abandoned from radio. Because hip hop has a bad rap with the community. Hip hop has a bad rap in the media. And this is exactly what happens. Safeway would rather have a top 40 Katy Perry listening teen come into Safeway than a hip hop E-40 listening or Mr. Fab listening hip hop dude come in there. So what happens is the commercial playing, the sponsorship starts to go down because they start noticing, they start saying, well, we don't want that type of people, so we're not gonna sell our commercial to that radio station. That's why Hot 103 is Hot 103 now, because everybody loves that fucking top 40 shit that brings in good business. They don't want to get that hip hop business into their store. But
well, I can say now in the recession, don't nobody have no problem getting nigga pennies now. They won't,
right.
You know what I'm saying? No, real talk. They won't, you know, my partner, he stay working at these clubs that they got, these new clubs, and they've been packed. And they've been of mixed clientele as of late where they wasn't at first. You know what I mean? So I just say if they start reaching for these nigga pennies, then they need to cater to, you know, other people that just one particular race, because that ain't handling, that ain't cool.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? When the state workers was running around with their chest poked out because they can go to all the Kings games and all that shit, now they one of us. I say us and I mean it. You know what I mean? Now they one of us, and now they, you know what I mean? Now they out there standing in the rain and shit because their state job ain't handling no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now we all feel the same. Now let's spread the wealth a little bit if it start cracking. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Soul Kitchen Radio, an unknown caller came in. Who is this?
It's Dale!
Oh,
yeah.
Dale! I love when she do that because you just know it's her.
Oh,
she be like,
this is Dale!
You know
Dale,
on the other side of the... On speaker.
Or you can just call me a PA. Pain in the ass.
Sweet Gail, yeah. Sweet Gail. Yeah, you had a phone number earlier, and now you came in with an unknown number. What's going on?
It's not my equipment. It's yours over there.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling from the same phone number I called from before.
Then my equipment isn't
working.
Huh?
You know, you guys should get me in some of these hip hop videos. You know. What the hell?
Yeah, Logic
said it's all good.
The
hey. Got the audition.
I'm auditioning. What the hell?
You're going in this one right here, Gail, right here.
Hey, I like to sing, but I can't sing. But that doesn't stop other people.
Uh-oh.
We're going to put you on this one, Gail. Go ahead, sing, Gail. Sing to this one.
Well, we're the freaks of the industry.
Yeah, Gail, we're going to put you in that one. Let me call Money B back.
Hey.
See, get him back on the phone.
Hey, you see they supposed to have that Tupac sex tape with Money B and Pac?
Oh, Money B is supposed to be in that one too?
Money B is supposed to be in that one, bro. That's why when you play that song, I was like, man, he must be finna talk about that. They trying to sell that to the highest bidder. Like, it's a tape where Money B is next to Pac while he getting service, while he drinking, he smoking a blunt or some shit he doing. And it's all over TMZ. They trying to sell it.
Oh,
I didn't even know Money B was part of that one.
Yeah, he was there. They actually had him on TMZ. They was interviewing him. He was walking down the street, and he was like, "If it's about some money, you know, they gonna cash out." You know, he already had the Sex Olympics and all that shit. He put out DVDs on the shit, so he ain't tripping.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
they supposedly had a soundtrack, a Tupac soundtrack too, that they're trying to sell.
Well, and check it out. You go back into the archives of Soul Kitchen Radio because we've had a great conversation with Money B for the whole 2 hours, like last year sometime, and that was a good one. So, man, you name them, and they've came on this show. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. Man.
Man, I miss Digital Underground, man. They were one of the, when they came out, man, their music was crazy. I mean, I still love bumping Digital Underground.
Man, back into the 90s, we turn it back into the 90s. That's where we need to go. We have to, like Chuck Rock said, man, we got to bring that stuff back. Got to bring it back. And his new shit is bringing you back into to the 90s. Wasn't it amazing? That shit was dope.
Man, nah, that's real. That's real.
Yeah, I like that old Chuck Rock
shit. Because obviously, you know what it is? Because obviously a lot of the new stuff don't have emotions in it. Like, you know when there was emotions in your music, like when you heard a certain song come on, you felt emotional about the song. You know what I'm saying? So that's because you know that the person that did the song, that he actually went through some shit, and that's why he made that song, or that's why he out here doing what he's doing. You know what I mean? And you know that he's not just doing it to benefit him and his pockets, so he can go get a Bugatti and throw it in your face. You know what I'm talking about? That he might actually reach back and pick up some people, you know what I mean, and bring them along the way. That's where it's at right now. And if the people ain't on that page, then they in the way of success and prosperousness.
Man, you know, I just posted on my Facebook page the other day, Whistle the Group, right? I found an old school tape, and I've been bumping that shit. And this is like what we're talking about right here. Check this out. Let me play this real quick. Remember this shit?
Oh, hell yeah.
Old school. This is what we're missing in music nowadays. Let me get this to you. There you go. You know what I was just thinking as I was listening to that tape. I got the cassette. I was listening to it in my car. We don't have no groups like that no more. There's no R&B groups out for like the old school. I mean, this is a bunch of dudes on the phone, but fuck it. I'm gonna do like I do. This, you know, that old love shit was cool back then. I mean, that shit put you in the mood and it made you fucking. I think it made you bond better with women, and now we don't have that kind of shit.
And that's perfect because I got a song called like 90s, and if y'all try to take it, it is what it is. I just patented it just now live on the show, but listen, I remember back in the days when I was bouncing, when we'd be at the club, you know, the club be called Chocolate City or some shit, and you'd be on the flow with a chick. And if you got past 3 songs with a female, dog, it was the shit because you was grinding and you was damn near having sex with each other. You know what I'm talking about? And
then I don't know how many times we came out the club smelling fingers.
And when the music, listen, and then when the song go off, you're like, all right, then. And you go your separate ways, but you just, you know what I'm saying? And you moved on to another chick. You try to find a bad one and do the same shit. Like, that's what you do at clubs. That's what we did at clubs, like shit. You know, you'd be damn near fucking on the floor. And then you're sweating and carrying on, and all of a sudden, you know, music stop or something, or go to another song, or you know, y'all just did 5 songs, so you can't do no more than that. Damn, like, you know what I mean? And you just okay, and you go get you a drink and go kick it with your homies. You know what I mean?
I always waited till they said I'm thirsty, then I go okay, I'll see you later. Go get some drink.
after she successfully sweated her weave to the fullest.
Yeah, you know, after I had my fingers off in her shit, all that stuff. It was a wrap.
Hey, you know what you think about, and you know what you really think about is how many one-night stands you had when you danced with a chick all night, and you know she ain't took a shower before you got in the bed with a motherfucking ass. Me and you stanking, both of y'all stanking, wondering why in the morning y'all itching and scratching and shit. Hey. But that's the fun of the club, like, you know, drinking 4-5, you know, 4-5 Long Islands, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you take the good with the bad if it be fights and shit. It is what it is. These new technology dudes, like, if you see on WorldStar, they could be taking it too deep. Like, we took it deep, but now they be taking it deep and because they know it's a camera rolling. So they really
right,
want to show
yeah,
out.
They know everybody got
they
a camera
really
phone.
Yeah, they go out their way to show out just in case it's on WorldStar. Damn, I can't back down on WorldStar. That's what made me look like a sucker.
Exactly.
There's new rules out there. So I don't know. We got to create some new rules for people to abide by. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's like automatic. You know, if you get in a fight, that shit going to be on WorldStar. Anything wrong happen, if somebody got a camera phone, it's over for you. That's why you got to stay on your toes at all times, man.
Go ahead. Kathy's trying to put stuff together, you know, having people with the camera ready so they could get something started and put it on WorldStar or something, you feel me? Or put it on YouTube, all them chain snatching and all that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, you know what I'm saying?
The other day, I pulled up, I got off the freeway, and this bum was beating the shit out of another bum. Right in the middle of the street, he was slamming his head on the ground. Blood, you know how quick I picked up my phone and started recording that shit?
Exactly.
I got the end of that shit, and then I put it on YouTube, and it didn't even get that many hits. But I put bum fights just in case.
Yeah, it's an anomaly. If you end up getting like a million hits, you'd be like, damn, that's like some normal shit. How does that? You know, like, I see somebody porting in somebody's face, like, and that shit is on the front page. I'm like, damn, who submitted that and who looked at that and said, I'm going to put that shit up on WorldStar? I just ported in somebody's face. Like, some of the shit that you sent up.
YouTube got a picture of her singing while she's taking a shit. She's like, I'm taking a shit, I'm taking a shit, I'm taking a shit, I'm taking a shit. And she's on the toilet, and then she flushed, and that shit got over a million hits on YouTube.
That's crazy. And she can go, and you know what? She got a million hits, so now she can go to a promoter and be on the flyer. You know what I'm saying?
But she got to be sitting on the toilet because she has a big ugly.
Right, and cash her out 5 stacks, you know what I'm saying, just to walk in the club and pick on the mic before or something. Some more weird shit. That's how they doing it nowadays.
Yeah, like you said, man, these rules is all messed up, though, man. There's a lot of stuff that's flying by now. I don't even understand how cats is even getting away with it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm wondering. I mean, I've been thinking about that though. Do we dictate what the culture is, or are we subjects of the culture? You know what I mean? Because cats be doing all kind of weird stuff now.
You know, it's it's the media. The media does a lot of it. You know, and then I don't know. Like I was thinking, no, Meezy, because this is what I want to get into. The word nigga. You know, people get so upset when they hear other people say it. But you know what? The Filipinos, the Arabs, the Asians, the Mexicans, everybody uses that. Even the white boys, everybody uses that shit now. Now, at what point do you just say, fuck it, I'm not even going to fight this fight no more. Just let that shit happen because you're not going to stop it.
Let me say this. White people can never say it. I mean, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck where you was born, none of that shit. I don't give a fuck if you was born around a whole bunch of colored folk. I don't give a fuck. It's just a stigma. You can't say it. Now, black people can say it all they want to because, you know, we say it like, you know how we say it was in an enduring, but I can't allow nobody to have power over me with that word no more. Like, you just know the consequences. I'm not going to start crying. My head's not going to go down. Like, back in the days, you would say, you fucking nigger, and then so you might go pout off in the corner. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in the South or something, and, like, 3 or 4 white boys would be laughing at a young black dude and then call him a nigger and then throw a rock at him and have him walk off. But now, if he man up, turn around and start bombing on him in the face, then they won't say it no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not going to give you the power to act like you're going to hurt me. Like, it ain't going to hurt my feelings. But just know you're going to have to suffer the repercussions of somebody smacking you in your mouth for saying it. You know, so you... If you
nigga ass, I got shit.
I'm sorry, if you feel like, oh, man, I've been through the most, I've been through this, that with my partner, and he's black, and I feel like I can say, no, you can't. He just ain't said nothing. He ain't man enough to say, or he just don't know the struggle. He don't know the struggle. So, obviously, if he don't know, then he can allow you to do that, or maybe he's scared of you, or something. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, if you get around somebody that don't condone that, they're going to slap you in the face. It is what it is. They're going to slap you in the mouth. Put your ass on World Star of somebody, and then you're going to be embarrassed because you said you're on World Star.
Hold on, Omizi. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen, right?
Off top, bro. You know, I mean,
you can get that on iTunes. I'll beat a nigga's ass. I got shit to do on iTunes right now.
Okay, put it like this. Give me a movie theater full of black people, and give me five people that like to say the word nigga, and then put on and let everybody in the theater watch Rosewood, and then have the lights come on, and you say nigga, and see what happens.
No. This is the setup. You have the same theater, right? But you bring five white dudes that hang out together and put them in the front, and one of the white dudes go, oh, nigga, go get me some popcorn, nigga. Oh, give me some of that, nigga.
my nigga, go give me some popcorn, my nigga. If you're used to doing it to the point,
I've seen dudes drive by and they go, where you headed? Nah, nigga, I'm headed to the house. I'll be right back, nigga. Hold on, nigga. You know, and I'm looking at these white boys like, whoa, what the fuck? You know? It's crazy.
Nine times out of ten, they just haven't been checked. Somebody just ain't checked them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm on a basketball court and a Filipino or somebody say, nigga, I'm going to be like, dog, don't call me no nigga, but like everything. Like, I'm going to check him and let him know it ain't cool. You ain't got that pass. Not right now. When you get with your homies, you might got that pass. But I'm not giving you the pass while we playing this game at 15 right now.
I'll tell you from my perspective, you know, I'm Latin. I'm a Mexican. I'm in black fraternities. I'm in the black Masons. But you know what? I say motherfucker before I say nigga, you know. And if I think it's coming, even with you, Omizi, or my frat brothers or whatever, I say motherfucker first because I feel I'm the same way. I mean, I'm old school. I believe, you know, you shouldn't be talking like that all the time. You know, we don't allow our kids to do it, and I don't condone it from nobody. But
man, I've seen DJ Khaled. He was on Sirius. He was on Green Lantern or something like that, trying to condone. Man, I'm a sin, nigga. Man, just don't say it. Just, you know, as soon as somebody get offended by it, then you should be like, oh, okay, my bad. Don't explain why you feel like you should be able to say the word, because you don't. You ain't been through the struggle. You ain't been through the shit that we've been through. You ain't been burned alive. You ain't been hung on no tree and shit.
Let's put those white boys in the same movie theater in Louisiana and let them do that shit.
It ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you watch Mississippi Burning and shit. Like, you're not getting that pass, bro. Don't act like, you know, if people think it's cool, let me just say it ain't cool. And somebody gonna check you on it. And it's not going to be hard to find backup if it's some old colored folk around. So it's going to turn from one person mobbing your ass to a whole bunch of people just saying, yeah, bitch, and kicking you in your face. So, you know, that's just the reality. But I don't know why it seems like it's so cool. But, like, you don't see people, like, you know, like, as far as Mexicans, you don't see people going to be like, what's up, Spick? Oh, bitch, what's up, Spick? Oh, man,
right.
Spick. Oh, man. Hey, my
speak.
Did you go get that new game? My speak. Oh,
you know, yeah.
You feel me?
Nah, it ain't nothing like that.
Nothing at all.
Man, so like, yeah, just I mean, don't. I'm not giving you that power. I'm not giving them the power
oh, they sing "We Shall Overcome One Day" and we'll be able to use the word nigga and live in harmony. No, I mean, you don't never got that. Sorry, get over it.
Right, exactly. Man, I want to be like, oh, Mizzy, help me.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's like John Mayer. Remember John Mayer? John Mayer thought he had some kind of black card, like, you know, like he was in the hood, like he was, you know, and that shit got revoked, you know, because he's just on some little shit, because he was talking about he had a black card or something, you know what I mean? Like, not the black card where you can just buy shit. I'm talking about, like, he had a black card, like, he was good in the
like,
hood.
We know.
Yeah, we'll accept motherfuckers, like, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't gonna, you know, we accept Bill Clinton, but let him use the N-word. It's over for his ass, too.
There's certain motherfuckers that don't accept nobody, and that's the way it is. They just, and you know, especially if they don't know you, they look at you like I go into people's houses, but they have no idea. They look at me, they think I just speak straight Spanish, and they look at me like this fucking Mexican dude about to fuck up our cable. And as soon as I start talking to him, they go, oh yeah, well, you know, he's cool, but you know, you can't. I'm not gonna go in their house. Oh. Nah, nigga, you got something to drink?
man, you know, it's like with black folk, man. When you've been saying shit for years, it's like I know somebody that can't stop saying blood. He is super blood, like super. He got a red cape and he can't shake it. He just, you know, so he'd start saying B. He'd just be like, "What's up, B?" Like, "Oh man, chilling, B." Like just so he could start shaking it, you know, so he don't always say it all the time. You know what I mean? So it's like people that say the N-word that's been saying it, like, it's second nature. Like, you can't just say, you know, like some handkerchief head, somebody like Jesse Jackson be like, "We need to get that word up." Nah, ain't no, but you can't just stop saying a word. Like, it's like stop saying go. Oh, I can't say go no more. No, you can't say go no more. It's disrespectful. Oh, so where I'm gonna go? I mean, I can't say it. I'm just like nigga. That's what we say, my nigga. What's happening, my nigga?
Exactly.
You can't stop it. But there's people that can never say it. White people can never say the word nigga or nigger. That's our power, straight up.
Exactly. Now, I mean, what about something like I was hoping Gary was gonna call, because then we get into this conversation with Gary Archer, because Gary Archer, he'll tell you that he don't use that shit. I guarantee you. You know,
I got a partner named Reezy, dude. He grew up in Indiana. He grew up around all black people, bro. He used to wake up and go to the, like, he an OG, like he like 40 something, like late 40s, early 50s, like, you know what I'm saying? But he grew up around all black people. He used to play the jukebox, play all James Brown and shit. It would never even attempt to come out of his mouth. And he's an OG, triple OG. Like, you can't just, like, so I'm going to just let some young buck, just because he feel like he can do it. You ain't got that at all. No. Period. Especially not about no money, because, you know, you'll sell your soul for a jelly roll. Not about no money. Can't be about no fatty.
Exactly. Man. It's crazy. Logic, man. So one more time. IllLogic100, Logic with a K, at Twitter, at IllLogic100. And then what's your Facebook page, Logic?
IllLogic100. It's the same as the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/IllLogic100. You know what I'm saying? The YouTube is Logic100%. LOGIK100%. PERCENT. And the website is www.illogic.com. You know what I mean? 3 L's and a K. You feel me?
Cool. So
I see you in the traffic, homeboy.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, man. For sure that. For sure.
Man, and Omizi, what's your plans for this week? Because I'm going to be up there I'll be up there Saturday.
I was just about to say... I was just hollering at Kevy Kev to the top. Well, I'm going to be out in Ogden, Utah, Saturday. We got a show out there in Utah. So I'm going to be kicking with all, you know, a lot of my folks that I, you know, I went to school with when I was out there. And on Friday, me and 40 performing at the Key Club in L.A. That's in Sunset. So if anybody is out there, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'll get you in and all that shit. We'll live one time.
Yeah, but my son still want to come
I'm
on.
Shooting my video, and I'm shooting a video for the song you played, made it through. I'm shooting a video Wednesday with Jay Sint. So it's gonna be a crazy week. And I'm hella mad because I got my car washed Saturday and it's fucking raining. So damn weather is bipolar for real.
Hey, so you got hella plaques and shit at your house, Omizi?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I got like 6 or 7.
Cool. I mean, how's the new record coming?
I got writers on a couple of songs and you know what I'm saying, and a couple of them as collectors, you know, for the energy. But you know, I have put in a little bit of work, and now I'm about to put in a lot of work.
Huh. Right. Man, that's good. I'm still waiting on my plaque. Give me my plaque, motherfuckers.
especially for some, because I got a plaque with the Loonies. What's on it? It's like 3 different plaques. The Loonies, Tales from the Hood. Remember that movie from that movie soundtrack?
Yeah.
I got Booty Call, like a few of them, you know, in different ones.
I should have got one for All About My Fetty. That's why I should have got my plaque from All About My Fetty, but they didn't hand it out to all the street teamers.
If you knew that, then you could have paid the RIAA like $300 and just got you one. But a lot of people be waiting for the label to get them for you, when you just be like, nah, I'm just gonna get it myself.
Because I remember walking into Kyrie's studio going, what the fuck? You guys got a plaque for this motherfucker and I didn't get one? I was like this.
You were in charge of the fight. You were aggressive.
I felt like Floyd Mayweather when I heard that shit, when I seen that.
Yeah.
Man.
Floyd.
Man, you can do it now.
Floyd gave him a 2-piece. That was cool. Oh, man. You just brought that back. I forgot all about that.
Hold on. Let me play the whole 15 seconds of that shit. I love that. Hold on. Let me play the whole 15 seconds of this. Let me find it real quick. Damn, I lost it. Oh, here it is. Hold on. 35 seconds. Here we go.
You were in charge of the fight. You were aggressive and trying and taking advantage of what
you saw.
You
know what I'm going to do? Because you don't ever give me a fair shake. You know that? So I'm going to let you talk to Victor Ortiz, all right? I'm through. They put somebody else up and give me an interview.
What are you talking about?
You never give me a fair shake. HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't shit. You got shit.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
You won't do shit.
All right.
You ain't gonna do shit.
Oh, man.
I love that. Hey, look, and Michael Vick ain't ever changed. He's still saying this today.
My feeling? Do I really have to explain how I'm feeling right now? It's in the 1 and 3.
Four.
Can you explain that to everybody?
Okay.
It's frustrating.
Like,
I don't know why. I can't put that in words.
Man.
Hey, and you know what? That's all because of Vince Young's ass. And he ain't even did nothing, but he was the one came with that Dream Team shit, and he ain't played not man game. And that's why they got all that scrutiny on him right now.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Sean Jackson, Philadelphia Eagles, and you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Shout out to Deshaun Jackson. He did play yesterday.
Yeah,
he did his thing. I don't know if he got a touchdown.
I think he did. He scored a touchdown.
He got a touchdown.
Well, yeah, shit. I mean, you know, the defense, man, is like, I don't know. He threw them four interceptions, though. That ain't helping.
Yeah, what the fuck? I was playing him, too. I'm hella mad. I mean,
yeah, he was bullshitting.
I was hella mad watching that motherfucking game. I was like, "Fuck, another fucking interception."
And the more you see, the other youngster, what's the dude who play for the Jaguars?
Blaine Gabbert.
No, well, maybe not the Jag. What's the other black quarterback? The one that just came number one.
Oh man.
What?
He used to play for the Jaguars.
Donovan McNabb.
No, he just...
Oh, Cam Newton. You talking about Cam Newton?
Cam Newton, man. Yeah, Cam Newton.
I played him, too.
That's what Vic's supposed to be. You see what I mean?
This motherfucker is 6'6". I was talking about this yesterday because these motherfuckers are tall now. They're hella big.
Man, on everything.
And like you and 40 in them. That's like, it's like they could walk with you guys and
like 6'5". Like 6'4", 6'5".
They 6'6", bud. They 6'6".
Hey, that's what I'm saying. It's a new generation.
Yesterday he was 7'2". Looked like a big bowling pin. He was at Six Flags. We went to Fright Fest last night. This motherfucker was 7'2". He looked like a bowling pin. Hella skinny up top, and then his body just went like Fat Albert on the bottom. This shit was crazy.
Wow. Oh,
and he's making fucking $7 an hour at Six Flags. Shout out to him though, man. He getting his money.
I feel bad for the coach too, man. 0-5, man. It's bad.
Hey, suck for luck. That's a new thing. Suck for luck. Everybody's trying to suck for Andrew Luck, thinking that he's gonna save the day.
Man, bad. I feel bad for a whole bunch of teams. I feel bad for the Dolphins. Like, I feel bad for a whole bunch of teams.
Man. But I think you guys were talking about the Raiders when I first came on. The Raiders looking good, though.
Yeah, man. You know, we got this rivalry between me and Omizi. It's, you know, he's a Niner fan. I'm a Raider fan.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's just how it is.
Niners looking good too.
Yeah,
they both look good. I mean, I'm not even hating on the Niners. Mostly I would, but you know, you can't hate on good football. Not at all.
Yeah,
I've never hated on Joe Montana. I've never hated on motherfucking Don Elway. You know, you can't hate on good football. I just can't do it.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Steve Jobs was to the Bay in San Francisco with, you know what I'm saying, Al was to Oakland, you know what I mean, and the Raiders, you know, real talk, though. So we both was playing for something real big.
Steve Jobs has a stake in the 49ers?
He probably did. Skrillicone Valley.
Come on,
man.
I'm not going to let you get away with that one. You don't get that one. You don't get that one, Omizi.
Hey, I wasn't going to say nothing, but.
You don't get that one, Omizi. No.
Why we can't get the billionaire, though? Why we can't get the billionaire?
That motherfucker did. He just had passes. He could have passes the whole, all the games.
Yeah, skybox, man.
You don't get to. You don't get to choose him. He's not yours.
What about the Apple Skybox, man? Apple Skybox probably about 5 years.
The Apple Skybox in fucking every Coliseum. All around the country.
Man,
fucking
Apple
in Europe. When they go play in Europe, there's Apple
Skybox
there.
First of all, Apple don't got no Skybox in the Raiders game, but they scared.
I bet you they do. If they want to build one, they can. Shit. You don't get Steve Jobs for the fucking 49ers, no. He was in Palo Alto anyway.
If I find out he was a 49er fan, then it's over. I win.
You know he was a 49er fan. He's a fucking white dude.
Right then. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying then. Shit.
He's a fucking rich white dude. You know he's a 49er fan.
I'm
you
I'm
can't
saying.
Come with that.
But
he wasn't an owner.
We got that. That's
no.
Why I said we got that, bro. What do you mean that we got that?
A Raider fan was under his. We were too broke for him to be a Raider fan. We were too fucking silver and black and non yes men type people. He liked yes men, fucking wine eating, Starbucks drinking motherfuckers. That's why you go to San Francisco and get some.
Hey, some of our best players played. Some
so
of our best players
sit down while
some
watching
of
the
our
game.
Best players played for the Raiders. Played for the Raiders. Did you hear me? Some of our best players played for the Raiders.
Oh, did I tell you? I got the Jerry Rice Oakland Raiders Hall of Fame jersey and a signed.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. We agree on that. God, what the fucking dude. He was a 49er fan, of course, without saying all fucking rich white boys are 49er fans. So that's without saying.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know about that one. I can't go along with that one.
It's
a whole bunch of 100 points.
For Rich White, and you're not
it's
a 49er fan. You hate 49er, call the show.
People from Army Street and Hunter's Point that wouldn't agree with you.
Rich White people?
I'm just saying, it's a whole bunch of Frisco cats from Hunters Point.
Oh,
and all that,
the Frisco cats are not
a
fan. I'm just saying, I'm not
well,
as
well, you're saying the only people that's fans of the 49ers is rich white people. I'm just saying,
oh,
it's cats from Hunters Point.
I didn't say that.
You know,
I didn't say that. I said,
Frisco that would not agree with you.
No, I didn't say that.
Would
I said,
you like to take it back? Would you like to take it back?
I did not say that. I said all rich white people are 49ers fans. I didn't say only rich white people. I said all rich.
Shout out my brother TC out there on Revere Third. You know me.
Hello.
I mean, them fools ain't. They don't play.
I was just saying, man. Fix what you're saying, right?
I just said, I didn't say only, I said all. So.
Oh, no, man. It's good, man.
Yeah,
we got
yeah.
the tape. Run the tape, V.
Go to
That's
iTunes
crazy.
And figure that one out.
Yeah, off top.
It's all good, man. So next week we got Diane. She's coming on the show. The week after that, we got Ricky Rush. He's Genuine's backup singer. This dude got the dopest Christmas stepping song. We're going to hear that one. And then also we got Kid Russell coming in. He's from Chicago. You know, we got some good shows coming up, man. So don't forget, it's every Sunday, 9 a.m. to kick off. We do fantasy football with Brian. Brian's also doing his other shit. So if you're following us on Blog Talk Radio or on Twitter, you'll find out about Brian's show. He comes in, he rants about his damn Miami Dolphins and Boston Red Sox and whatever, and his fucking drinking problem. So listen to that fucker. It's all good. Other than that, Logic,
keep doing your thing, one.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Omezi, well, man, I wish I was going to see you on Saturday, but I guess not. I'm going to have to, we'll hook up. My son still wants to come on the stage and rock it with you.
No, we'll hook it up on your trip.
Yeah, whenever you guys come out here on one of my days off or 40 needs some cable done, tell him to call me. I'll go fix his cable.
You got all the boxes and shit. I'm going to use it.
That was a Hollywood invite, by the way. I don't go fucking do cable. But.
Hey, that's one thing you can't do for us. We
want
the motherfuckers that, like, you know, somebody be like, man, I got an iPad next year. And then you call motherfuckers and be like, man, I just got rid of the last one. Like, nigga, stop telling me shit then. Because you know I'm going to call you and say, that's what I need.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, don't
like,
tell.
Man, I got iPhone.
You know,
and I
call it all the time.
And you're like, oh, man, let me get, you got, oh, I need one. Oh, man, I got the last one, dude. Like, man.
Yeah.
But Logic, call that a Hollywood invite. If you meet a motherfucker that lives in L.A. and they be like, bro, I got a house. You come down, stay with me anytime. Motherfucker, I'm going to call you. And
I'd have been on some dry runs at the House of Blues before, but hey, I already know.
I'm gonna call you on that. If you say, man, if there's anything I could do for you, motherfucker, give me $100. Oh.
Is there anything I can do for you? Yeah, yeah. So, hey, remember you told me, is there anything I can do for you, my dude? Yeah.
If I need to call you, shit. Call you, motherfucker, shit.
That will call you on it.
That's why I say what you mean, what you say. Because if I tell you you can come to my house and you need a place to stay, fuck, I'm going to have to let you in because I said that shit. So I'm not going to say it.
Right.
Color out the corner, bud.
Like, no, can't even do it, bro. No,
mean what you say, say what you mean. That's what I live by. So, it's all good. Soul Kitchen Radio, we're out next week. We'll be back and holla at us.
Soul Kitchen Radio.